Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Catalina with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi hails Constitution of India as guiding light of the nation that has stood test of time. Prime Minister expresses satisfaction over WHO reporting 80% reduction in malaria cases and deaths in India between 2015 and 2023. CII urges government to cut income tax, reduce excise duty on fuels, and India's Konaru Hampi clinches second women's title at World Rapid and Bleeds Championship. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honor that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26th January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. The Prime Minister noted that on the occasion of Constitution Day this year, many activities have commenced that will continue throughout the year. He mentioned that a special website, constitution75.com, has been created to connect citizens with the legacy of the Constitution. Prime Minister urged the listeners of Mann Ki Baat, children and youth, to visit the website. People can read the preamble of the Constitution and upload their video in the website. The website also offers the opportunity to read the Constitution in many different languages and ask questions pertaining to the Constitution.
देश के नागरिकों को संविधान की विरासत से जोड़ने के लिए constitution75.com नाम से एक खास वेबसाइट भी बनाई गई है। इसमें आप संविधान की प्रस्तावना पढ़कर अपना वीडियो अपलोड कर सकते हैं, अलग-अलग भाषाओं में संविधान पढ़ सकते हैं, संविधान के बारे में प्रश्न भी पूछ सकते हैं।
In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said the first achievement has been in the fight against malaria.
Malaria ki bimari 4000 varshon se manavta ke liye ek badi chunauti rahi. Azadi ke samay bhi yah hamari sabse badi swasthya chunautiyon mein se ek thi. Ek mahine se lekar 5 saal tak ke bachchon ki jaan lene wali सभी संक्रामक बीमारियों में मलेरिया का तीसरा स्थान है। आज मैं संतोष से कह सकता हूं कि देशवासियों ने मिलकर इस चुनौती का दृढ़ता से मुकाबला किया है।
Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that the World Health Organization report mentions that there has been an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. He said that this is no mean achievement. He termed it heartening that this success has been achieved through everyone's participation. Mr. Modi mentioned that in the tea gardens of Jorhat in Assam, malaria used to be a major cause of concern for people until 4 years ago. But when the tea garden dwellers united to eradicate it, they started gaining success to a great extent. The Prime Minister also shared a study of the world-renowned medical journal Lancet, which found that the chances of starting cancer treatment on time in India have increased a lot. He elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days, and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of this scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time.
Sabke prayas se cancer ko harane ka sankalp aur majboot hua hai. Is safalta ka credit un sabhi ko jata hai jinhone jagrukta phailane mein apna aham yogdan diya. Cancer se mukable ke liye ek hi mantra hai. Awareness, action और assurance. Awareness यानी cancer और इसके लक्षणों के प्रति जागरूकता. Action यानी समय पर जांच और इलाज. Assurance यानी मरीजों के लिए हर मदद उपलब्ध होने का विश्वास. आइए हम सब मिलकर cancer के खिलाफ इस लड़ाई को तेजी से आगे ले जाएं और ज्यादा से ज्यादा मरीजों की मदद करें.
Touching the topic of animation, Mr. Modi was pleased to note that Krish, Trish and Balti Boy KTB is a superhit animation series among children. Prime Minister elaborated that these three animation characters tell people about the heroes and brave hearts associated with Indian freedom struggle who are not discussed much. Recently, its second season was launched at the International Film Festival of India in Goa. Mr. Modi added that this series is broadcast not only in many Indian languages but also in foreign languages. It can also be watched on Doordarshan as well as other OTT platforms. Prime Minister Modi said that the popularity of Indian animation films, regular films and TV serials shows how much potential India's creative industry has.
Hamari animation filmon ki, regular filmon ki, TV serials ki popularity dikhati hai ki Bharat ki creative industry mein kitni kshamta hai. यह इंडस्ट्री न सिर्फ देश की प्रगति में बड़ा योगदान दे रही है बल्कि हमारी इकोनॉमी को भी नई ऊंचाइयों पर ले जा रही है। मैं अपनी फिल्म और एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री को इसलिए भी बधाई देता हूं क्योंकि उसने एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत के भाव को सशक्त किया है.
He congratulated the film and entertainment industry because it has strengthened the sentiment of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Prime Minister Modi said that 2025 is knocking at the door and extended best wishes to everyone. He exuded pride that India will touch new heights in the coming year. He urged listeners to keep sharing the unique efforts around them with hashtag MonkeyBot. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, today urged the central government to reduce the income tax for individuals and cut excise duty on fuels to increase disposable incomes in the hands of consumers, which would increase spending, thereby spurring economic growth. As part of its wish list in the run-up to Union Budget 2025-26, the Apex Business Chamber has said that reducing the excise duty on fuels is crucial as fuel prices significantly drive up inflation, forming a substantial portion of the overall household consumption basket. The central excise duty alone accounts for approximately 21% of the retail petrol price and 18% for diesel. The CII statement said that lowering excise duty on fuel would help reduce overall inflation and increase disposable incomes. The 65th General Session of the Runguzumi Students' Union, RSU, was held yesterday at Runguzo Village under Peg District. The session was organized under the theme, Navigating Towards Future Challenges. Deputy Inspector General of Police Naglen Vekosa Kotso, as the guest speaker, highlighted the imperatives of preparing for the uncertainties of the future while emphasizing the need for individuals and communities to anticipate potential challenges, cultivate a spirit of adaptability, and develop actionable strategies to tackle them effectively. He encouraged the gathering to adopt a holistic approach to life, placing equal emphasis on sustainability, long-term impacts and ethical considerations in decision-making processes. Mr. Kotso also inspired the students, youth and parents to embrace values of respect, integrity and hard work. And in chess, India's Koneru Hampi won her second women's title, beating Indonesia's Irene Sukandar in the final round of World Rapid and Blitz Championship held in New York yesterday. Hampi finished the tournament with 8.5 points from 11 rounds to secure her victory. The top-ranked Indian is only the second player after China's Zhu Wuncheng to clinch the title more than once. Indian chess grandmaster Hampi previously won the Rapid and Blitz Championship in 2019 at Georgia. To end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Modi hails Constitution of India as guiding light of the nation that has stood test of time. Prime Minister expresses satisfaction over WHO reporting 80% reduction in malaria cases and deaths in India between 2015 and 2023. CII urges government to cut income tax, reduce excise duty on fuels, and India's Koneru Hampi clinches second women's title at World Rapid and Bleeds Championship. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.